Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam here. I hope you are all staying safe and healthy these past 2 weeks. With all the stresses in life these days, including fires, flus and viruses, politics, and distance learning, it's easy to become overwhelmed, stressed, and burned out. I've talked about physical health in the past with incorporating more active movements or short walks into your day. I've talked about spiritual health, like going to your favorite hikes, or in my case, Disneyland. But I've yet to talk about the third and just as important aspect of health, and that is mental health. Now, I have to say at this point, I am not a licensed psychiatrist or psychologist. And if you are under distress, please seek the medical assistance that you need. With that said, in school, we spent an entire semester discussing mental health and ways to incorporate mindfulness into our practices. There are many studies that have unequivocally proven that those who incorporate some type of mental health practice into their daily lives are more capable of adapting and responding to stresses and generally have a better quality of life and health. In the past, stress has been known as the silent killer. Any stress raises cortisol levels in the body. Cortisol is a hormone that can raise blood pressure, pulse, and stimulate the sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight responses. By incorporating mind-body practices into your daily life, like meditation, mindfulness, yoga, tai chi, walking meditations, or just breathing, you can train your brain to better cope with stresses in your life. And so with that in mind, I'm going to lead you through a really easy mindful technique that you can do anywhere. First, concentrate on your breathing. Take note, are you breathing fast, slow, deep, shallow? You don't have to change how you're breathing, just notice how you're breathing. Next, name 5 things that you can see right now. One example is I can see a slate blue sky with blanketed cloud cover. After you name 5 things you see, name 5 things you hear. Is it the rev of an engine? The call of a bird? Your dog snoring in the corner? Once you've acknowledged 5 things you hear, name 3 things you feel. Is it an ache in your knee or the fabric of your shirt on your arm? Is it the feel of your pulse or the soft slippers on your feet? Last, name 1 thing that you smell. For me, that's my peppermint tea. And that's it. You are now present in the moment. Find ways to embrace this practice every day, and may all of you have a wonderful, wonderfully mindful, de-stressed 2 weeks.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.